Hi everybody. I'm giving a little audio update on the development and what we're doing at EverDreamsoft this end of May. So just to remind everybody, our goal is to give true ownership of assets, game assets for Spells of Genesis, but also for any game developer, giving the ability for people to own those assets on multiple chain, any chain, blockchain by chain, I mean blockchain. There are different blockchain, they serve different purposes. Some have advantages, inconvenient. Everybody like his own technology and his own blockchain. When it comes to the game, Spells of Genesis, for example, it doesn't really matter which blockchain you are using. It matters as do you own that card? Do you own that character? Can you play with it? So that's what we're building with Crystal Suite, is tools to allow ownership of what we call orbs, game cards, on multiple chain. We started with Counterparty 5 years ago. We are entering Ethereum now, but not only just going using Ethereum, but giving the ability to use any chain, ideally any chain, but at the moment, compatible chains. We're building Crystal Suite to do that. And within Crystal Suite, we have a set of open source tool that we call Crystal Spark. Crystal Spark are tools that allow to query multiple blockchain and always have a consistent response for game developer. For example, for Spells of Genesis or for end user, they want to know, do I own Satoshi card? Do I own this card or this specific character? This card, this token can be on multiple blockchain. The important information is, do I own it? Then the user can move it to another blockchain or a side chain, for example, like Matic, to have lesser fee or whatever reason someone would want to move their asset. So within this Crystal Spark, open source tool, we have a module that it's called Crystal CS Cannon, Crystal Spark Cannon. CS Cannon is development module that allow to abstract blockchain address, that abstract asset, that abstract token to have a consistent response for a game developer, for example, on ownership of a token. And this way you can do the same query, whether it's on Counterparty or Ethereum or another chain. So it doesn't cost more a game developer to allow their player to move their asset on multiple chain because the workflow is the same. So that's what we're working for quite a bit now. That has been used in Orb Explorer, for example, and which is ongoing development progress. When we call about this recent development, so the important part of recent development is allowing people to move their BitCrystal from one chain to another. That was a lot asked by the community, moving their asset orbs cards on Ethereum blockchain, for example. This has been asked by the community, and that's our top priority. And it's, of course, in line with our strategy. Moreover, in Spells of Genesis, we have blockchainization, which is a fantastic tool, I believe, to keep player engaged, because they receive blockchain tokens. So blockchainization was put it in pause recently for technical reason, but it's also because we're building a new blockchainization system within Crystal Spark, Crystal Suite, which will open the ability to blockchainize on multiple blockchain as the whole purpose of the tool. So that's what we are working on very recently. And if we talk about this week, this past week, and the past few weeks, I've been working myself on a module that I called CS Notary, so Crystal Spark Notary, which is a tool that allow to write on blockchains. So write on blockchain means making a transaction. When you make a transaction, you actually write on blockchain. Well, CS Canon so far allow to read the blockchain to know if a user own a certain card or certain asset, but doesn't allow to create, make sense to sense token. And making sense on a blockchain is not too complicated, I would say, technically, but if you're dealing with multiple blockchains, then that's where the fun starts, because every blockchain has their own contract style protocol, and it's quite different the way you approach it. And if you talk about Ethereum, for example, you'd see most of the tool work only for one type of contract, ERC-20 or ERC-721. And usually they're only one kind of implementation. So CS Notary is here in order to abstract the blockchain writing into a set of common method. And that's what we were working on this week, is to make common calls to say, send BitCrystal counterparty to that address, send BitCrystal Ethereum to that address. And having one way of unifying those call really simplify the workflow and allows then to easily integrate blockchainization onto multiple blockchains. So this would work for Spells of Genesis, but would work for any developer in the future. So while this way, they'll be able to easily distribute tokens on whatever chain they want or whatever chain the user in the end wants. So I wrote a little piece about CS Notary and where we are. In short, we managed to send, using the same commands, to send BitCrystal on Ethereum and BitCrystal on Counterparty, and integrating Matic as well, and also Clayton, which are the blockchain that we are working it with so far. So basically, CS Notary is an important piece for what we're trying to achieve on the short term period, is a platform or a place where people can move their token from chain to chain, or purchase cards with BitCrystal, for example, and we can deliver the cards on whatever compatible chain the user wants. So this way we'll simplify the workflow. And in order to do that, we need a way that's where, instead of implementing for each blockchain specific codes to send the token, we want to have one way to query the send, and the system should be able to smartly decide, okay, this is an Ethereum token, this is an ERC-721 token, so deliver it to the user. I'll put the link just down this little message on the documentation I just wrote. Thank you and have a great weekend.